Father, thank you for victory you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Sit down. Tonight, we are going to close in time so that we can have the full day tomorrow. Amen. So, that means we have to close before 3 a.m., isn't it? Now, which one of the demons is the righteousness one? Adonizedek. Now, you know, if you are looking at faults, it means you can't even read the Bible. Because the people that God used in the Bible, they all had faults. So those who are into fault finding, you have to set aside the Bible. Because many of the people that God used in the Bible have faults. So to not rather be open and honest is deception and self-righteousness. Now, let's take Jesus. In Jerusalem, when we go there, you see two things. Jesus going for judgment at two places. He goes to Caiaphas's house, if you read the book of John. And there, you see, he meets chief priests, Pharisees, and they condemn him. Then he goes to Pilate in John. I think it is in chapter 19. When he gets to John, when he gets to Pilate, who is a secular person, do you see? A sinner who doesn't go even to church or synagogue. This man said, "I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him." Yes, a sinner. Pilate therefore said, I bring him forth to you. The truth is that I find no fault in him. Now, religious pastors, that's what I'm talking about, righteous people who fast and read the Bible every day and pray every day, insisted that he was guilty and should die when the sinner said he should live. Adonizedek. A righteousness, very evil actually in its outworking. Yes. Jesus was, they insisted on his death, the religious people. But the bad politician who didn't go to church rather saw no fault and said, "I'm bringing him out." And they said, "No, no." So you see that it's a very evil and great, very evil thing. Greater evils happen in our lives when we are super conscious. Jafia is the shining light. To be angelic and look good, but really there's so much corruption deep down. Are you with me? Now, I want us to pray something, you know. How many like exams? I have news for you. Even after school, the exams continue. But this time, you don't even have a clear invigilator and a clear starting time and a clear ending time. And many things in your life are tests. So I want us to pray, Lord, lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. Help us. We are going to throw ourselves before Jesus. He should help his little lambs. He should help us. Because we need his help. We don't want to fall. Yes. We don't want to fall by the wayside. Any of the five demon kings cannot take us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, even though they have come together as a team, our prayers will scatter the enemy in the name of Jesus. All that the enemy has planned, both short-term plans and long-term plans, will not succeed. You know, there are some people the devil is not happy about. Because in as much as the devil can see us and is plotting, God also gives us wisdom and also gives us foresight. Yes, you see things. And he equips us to fight and to win. And his grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Your prayers will never be in vain. Amen. You'll remember walking all over this place, praying, calling on God. So when we walk out of here, whatever we meet and whatever happens, you have more confidence. God is in control. It's not that I didn't seek him. It's not that I didn't come to him. I didn't wait in his presence. I didn't have dialogues. I didn't have monologues. Because sometimes you should have a monologue. Yeah. There are times for monologue. When you are proposing to a girl, it's a monologue. And after some time, before you get a response, you have to explain why I love you. What God has put on my heart. How I feel. What I believe. And what I'm proposing. And the offer I'm making. And what I'm putting on the table. What I'm expecting from you. And what I'm saying with my faith. That, sister, marry me. It will be well with us. I don't have much. What you don't have, everything. It's a monologue. Then later you get a response. Yes. The response may be just, it may come in letters. Today you get Y. Tomorrow you get E. And about 1 week later you get S. Yes. Hallelujah. Deliver us from evil. Yes. Deliver us from evil. Now, whatever spirit you sense likes you. You see, temptation. If you give me Akmale as a temptation, first of all, I've not seen some before. I don't know what it looks like. So it's not a temptation to me. So there are some things, they are not temptations to you, but to him it's a temptation. Or to him it's a temptation, but to her it's not a temptation. Everybody has his temptation. Yeah. That's why when we are binding demons, you must know what you are dealing with in your life, and you must give it a name. Don't be too righteous and to say, maybe if it's a lying spirit, don't say, you know, speeches. A speech is different from a lie. Say, Lord, lying. This is what I'm praying about. If it's boys, say, Lord, my liking for boys is an edge. Too much. There are some people when you haven't even finished saying I want to propose, you say yes. Ah! You didn't even hear what he was going to ask you. Deliver us from evil. Amen. Lead us not into temptation. Amen. Yes. So whatever has targeted you and has studied, you see, let me ask you something. And I want you to think about it carefully before you answer. How many of you think you are sometimes worried by fears? Fear. Hey. Now your life is roaming between your fear and your faith. Yes. Your fears and your faith. What you fear and what you believe are the two things. And the fears you have are bringing on you evil. Now, do you know that scientific studies have been done to show that predators, like wild animals, like lions, tigers, and other predators, leopards, jackals, wolves, they sense fear in the animals that they are chasing or hunting. They sense fear. And it is when they sense the fear that they attack them. Yes. It's a well documented scientific reality that predators look for what is afraid, and they know this is what I should take on. Yes. That is why I watched a documentary called Walking with Lions. And they were walking there where the lions were. And the main thing, they said, never run. And if you notice, those who keep dogs, the dog can sense somebody who is afraid and may rather attack somebody. A calm dog may rather attack someone who shows fear. Yes. And you'll be surprised that the calm animal is turned into whatever, because he senses it in you. So Satan is looking and he senses. He's afraid of this. He's afraid of this thing. And he zeroes in. So fear is negative faith. It draws negative things, just as faith brings positive things. Faith will flatten every mountain. Faith will cross every river. Faith will reverse every bad news, faith will reverse things. When Lazarus came, the news of Lazarus came, Jesus said, did I not tell you if you believe? If you believe, you will see. So faith was going to reverse that thing, that news that was coming on Lazarus, that Lazarus was dead. Fear does the opposite and brings things that you don't want, and the demon sense it. They sense it. When I watch that document, I will not watch it again because I don't like such things. The man and his assistant walked, and they were lions. There were three lions, and he was walking with them, in the midst of them. And the main thing, do not even flicker. Don't move. The lion walked up to him like this. I mean, wild animals. And just stand there. And the other key is if you can make yourself bigger, like you're wearing a big jacket or something, because they go by sizes, yes, like this. The bigger you look, but you see, you may do that and you still be eating, so be careful. Don't go and try these things. You are not the Lamb of God to be used as a sacrifice. Are you the Lamb of God? So don't sacrifice yourself. But it's a fact. And I checked myself, you know, to find out about fear, experiments that have been done with fear in animals. And I was amazed. They actually sense the fear. And then they go for the one that what is afraid. Yeah. So from today, spirit of fear. Some of you are afraid you'll be an orangu, but you will not be an orangu. Jesus' name. Some of you are afraid you'll fall into fornication. You will never fall in Jesus' name. So the spirit of fornication senses your fear and is coming to you. It's coming for you. It senses the fear. Bishop Oyedepo said that when he entered a relationship, the devil came to him clearly. He said, now we shall see. If you will not fornicate, we shall see. If you are holy. How many feel you have heard the devil say to you, we shall see now, we shall see now, we shall see now? We shall see. You say this, you shall see. You say you are what? We shall see. And Bishop Oyedepo said, he told the devil, you will be surprised, I will not pray about it. Yeah! Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Everybody tell the devil, you will be surprised, I will not pray about it. The devil was, he had a knockout blow. It was a knockout. It was a knockout. You'll be surprised I will not pray about this thing. Hallelujah! The devil is telling you will become a homosexual. You tell him you'll be surprised, I'll not pray about it. You'll be
be surprised.
Because he's trying to develop fear in you so that he can see that you are the one to attack. This is the area to attack. You'll be surprised. I'll not pray about it. Shata, 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 shata. He said, now that you are in a relationship, you shall see whether you will not fornicate. And he told the devil, you'll be surprised. I'll not pray about this thing. Tonight we are going to give the devil a knockout. Yes. You see, there are some people who don't want to even be in the ministry because they don't want disgrace. I don't want to disgrace myself. Yes. If I try this more, already the bar center that I'm doing is not. And the devil is trying to tell you that you cannot do it. And you tell the devil, you'll be surprised. I'll not pray about this. Devil telling you that you are going to die. You will not have a child. You will not marry. You will be sick. You will never prosper. You tell the devil, you will be surprised. I will not pray about it. You will be surprised. Look, if I was the devil, I would be alarmed at your growth and your spiritual strength. Yes. I'd be alarmed. Yes. Your resilience. You are bouncing back. You are getting stronger and better. Things are getting better in the spirit. Yes. I can't imagine the first time you come back to just come and wait on God. Devil will be... You see, some of you, the devil will say that you will not come here again to pray. And what will you tell him? You'll be surprised. I will not pray about it. Some of you, the devil is telling you, this is the first and last prayer meeting. Tell the devil, you'll be surprised. I will not pray about it. You'll be shocked. It's a knockout. Because he was thinking that you are going to start, hey God, oh God, please help me, help me. I know it's going to happen. I can feel, I can sense it is coming, it is coming, it is coming. You rather tell the devil, you'll be surprised. I'll never pray about it. Sit down. Is it amazing? Is it fantastic? Now, the devil is a scorpion. And for a scorpion, you need to mash and use your weight. Just your weight is the end of the scorpion. Now, when you are not heavy, You get what I'm saying? You are lightweight in the spirit. You cannot crush a scorpion. Yes. So your weight. So as you are here, you are getting heavier. So when you step like this, crash, 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 crash. Every scorpion coming your way. There are times you have to pray. You see animals. You'll be binding them, the devils, in animal format. There are prayers we do in animal format. Snakes, horses, frogs, flies, dragons, creatures, four heads, two heads, three heads, monsters from the sea, beasts, flying things, vultures, birds. Birds, they bring a coil, you see, they bring a kind of air and a feeling. Yeah. So the Babylon was filled with birds that brought fornication. It's an invisible atmosphere that comes. Rise to your feet. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from it. Now, specifically, at the back, I need to see everybody standing. Oh. Evil body, evil body, evil body. We are going to be closing sooner. I didn't say soon, I said sooner. Charlie, righteous people who were fasting and praying and tithing, they are the ones who killed Jesus. So all these spiritual exercises, they have a danger in them. Yes. Where you become deluded about that you are good. Yes. Are you with me? So that's also something that we need to guard against. Lead us not into temptation. Because if Japhia or Hoham or Adoni Zedek, Piram, Japheth, Debir, these are the demon kings. Five of them came as a team to fight with Joshua. But they will not succeed. Any fear in you, you mention and cleanse your soul of that fear today in Jesus' name. Some of you are doubting that you will cross 70 with ease. But Satan, you'll be surprised. I will not even pray about it. Your soul is being cleansed of fears. Fears. Yes. Because the predators are sensing. This one is afraid of this. So go here. This one is not afraid. It will be very dangerous when we come. This one said, you'll be surprised, I'll not pray about it. So don't go here. This one is afraid. So go here. Hey! Hey, is it not amazing? But I was surprised that they've actually done tests and experiments to discover the fear in the prey. And that is what makes the predators attack them. It's just amazing. So from today, fear goes out of your life. Yes. There are some people, maybe you are either here or you are watching. The devil has told you, as of fornication, you can never stop it. You can never stop it. As for fornication, maybe other things, but for fornication, you can never stop it. It's part of you. And today, you are telling the devil to his face. You'll be surprised. I will not pray about it. Shaka, I feel the power of God, I tell you. How many can sense the power of God? Yes. It's too fantastic. Lift your hands. Fear is out of your soul.